described you as an angry runner when you get the ball. Would you say that you're an angry runner?
I think so. You know, I want to be the best with the ball in my hand as a receiver or as a player, period. And, you know, I think when I get the ball, I think my game, it changed. You know, it just shift gears. You know, I feel like I'm faster with the ball in my hand.
Going back to your comment about Calvin, you got more Pro Bowl votes than he does. And, you know, he's been down a little bit, but your production has hit that level. Do you not feel like maybe you're already at Calvin's level, or you have to get that record to equal to him?
If you ask me, I think I am, but you know, I feel like it's not indeed today, you know, it's other people's opinion. So, you know, I don't really care what people think, but if you ask me, I think I'm close. I'm not going to say I'm better than him. You know, I got some things to work on, but, you know, all that really matters to me is, you know, if I can go out and put my best football out on Sunday to help my team, I'm fine with that.
Do you feel, with this streak, do you feel kind of like you're in a zone, or do you just feel this is your standard now that you're going to hit those kind of numbers week in and week out?
You know, I feel like I can, my potential, the work I done put in, and, you know, the guys around me, you know, we trust each other. And I think every week I go out and say I can, you know, have a better week than I did last week. And, you know, I just think, you know, if I get, you know, I get the ball in my hands and, of course, they're going to give me the opportunity. I just got to make plays, and I think I can do that about every week.
CJ mentioned you and Wes on that one run you had, crazy run that you were down there blocking. What did you – could you kind of describe what you were seeing as he was doing his thing, what you were thinking about?
Well, at first when I saw him caught it, you know, I was like, I know CJ will make the first man miss. And then I saw the second. I was like, uh-oh, we got something working. And I see him going down the sideline. And next thing you know, I saw him cut back. I said, uh-oh, CJ might be taking it about 50 or 60, because we always talk, you know, CJ always say something about himself. I'm not going to take it 80, 60, or 70. You know, I get a first down. But, you know, he got out in front of everybody, and we saw him cut across the field. And my main thing, I ain't want to be on the film looking bad, not blocking nobody, trying to help you get an end zone. So I did whatever I had to do to try to, you know, block somebody so he can get an end zone. And it helped us out. You know, it was a big play, and we needed it at that time.
How fast were you running? Was it full speed?
At first, it wasn't full speed. And then, you know, when I saw him cut back, you know, he think he was already in the end zone. He was slowing down, and I saw the guys speeding up, so I had to speed up. And after that, it was touchdown.
Hey, Demaryius, you said you don't talk to your teammates about the streak or whatever, but are you maybe talking to some of them or talking to coaches about the touchdown disparity between you and Julius right now?
I haven't talked about a touchdown. It might be hard to catch him. You know, he got 12, I got 6. I ain't really talked about a touchdown. You know, I don't care who scores, as long as we get touchdowns and points on the board, you know, I'm fine with that.
Can you describe your relationship with Calvin Johnson? Do you guys, can you pick his brain for certain things, or is it more of a competition or keeping some secrets between each other?
Nah. It's not a competition. You know, we work out with each other in the off season. You know, when I was younger, you know, he was one of my idols when I was in college. You know, he was the reason why I went to Georgia Tech, one of the reasons I went to Georgia Tech. So when he left, you know, every time he came back to Georgia Tech, I tried to work out with him and do whatever. And now that we're both in the league, we always go back to Atlanta and work out together. And I asked him what he does to – you know, we don't do jump balls here, so I can't ask him about that. But the other stuff, you know, we talk about it.